Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading is from Daniel chapter 6, where we find that a royal statute was drafted by King Darius's commissioners as a trap for Daniel. Verse 10. Now when Daniel learned that the document was signed, he entered his house, and he continued kneeling 3 times a day, praying and offering praise before his God, just as he had been doing previously. Then these men came and found Daniel, offering a prayer and imploring favor before his God. Then they approached and spoke before the king about the king's injunction. Did you not sign an injunction that any person who offers a prayer to any god or person besides you, O king, for 30 days, is to be thrown into the lion's den? The king replied, "The statement is true, which may not be revoked." Then they spoke before the king, "Daniel pays no attention to you, O king, or to the injunction which you signed, but keeps offering his prayer 3 times a day. Then the king gave orders, and Daniel was brought in and thrown into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, "Your God, whom you continually serve, will himself rescue you." Then the king got up at dawn and went in a hurry to the lion's den. And he cried out with a troubled voice and said, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you continually serve, been able to rescue you from the lions?" Then Daniel spoke to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, and they have not harmed me since I was found innocent before him. And also toward you, O king, I have committed no crime." Then the king gave orders for Daniel to be lifted up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. Then Darius the king wrote to all the peoples, nations, and languages who were living in all the land, "May your peace be great. I issue a decree that in all the realm of my kingdom, people are to tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and enduring forever, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed, and his dominion will be forever. He rescues, saves, and performs signs and miracles in heaven and on earth. He who has also rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel enjoyed success in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian."
We'll all encounter times when what's being asked of us conflicts with what God says. Perhaps the boss tells us to act dishonestly, or a friend pressures us to join in his or her sinful behavior. Maybe a family member urges us to lie on his behalf. Saying no could bring loss, rejection, or even the end of a relationship. On the other hand, going along with a request would break God's commands, and for those of us who are Christ followers, compromise our witness. Daniel found himself in such a predicament when officials set a trap for him, an edict prohibiting worship to any god or human being other than King Darius. Daniel courageously went home to his upstairs room, where the windows opened toward Jerusalem, and prayed visibly to God, as was his habit. For his infraction, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. The next morning, Darius was relieved that Daniel had been protected, and he decreed that all his subjects must fear and reverence the God of the Jews. Our responsibility is to trust and obey the Lord. Consider these biblical examples. Daniel's faithfulness resulted in royal favor and honor to God. Jesus' obedience led to the cross and glorification. And Paul's trust in Christ resulted in hardship along with fruitful service. When we obey, the consequences may vary, but 2 things are always the same. Obedience glorifies and pleases our Heavenly Father.